RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
7 a.m. on a Saturday. Good morning. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for waking up with us here this morning. A beautiful day to be at our golf course tour that we are. And this week, we are at Stafford Country Club in Stafford, New York. As we roll on here, it's PGA Championship week, and that means an extra bonus hour for you today. We go 7 to 9 right here on WGR. Coming up over the course of the next 2 hours, we've got a great show for you here. Of course, we'll be talking a lot about the PGA Championship. It's the 100th edition of the PGA Championship, so a lot on the PGA and what's going on there. Play is going to actually continue in an hour from now at 8 a.m., 7 o'clock local time in St. Louis, where they're playing the event at Bellerive this week. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on there. If you're out driving around getting your morning coffee or getting some early errands done, play resuming from round 2 that was suspended yesterday at 8 o'clock. We are here at Stafford because the Western New York PGA has their Section Course Championship next week, and on Monday, actually. So a few days from now, we'll have that coming up here and talk about that in just a little bit. Of course, our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, as we always do. We'll talk about some of the other events that went on locally this week, including a great drive, chip, and putt event, which was held at Glen Oak just a few days ago. Our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge, our Champions Report, all coming along the way. At 8:30, we'll talk about a local event at Tantara coming up this week, supporting the Western New York Heroes, as we roll on here for 2 hours. Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us. We bring in the members of our roundtable now. Say good morning to PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, Brian. It's another beautiful day to do a radio show. We're out in Stafford, New York, just a little east of Batavia. A lot of people don't know about this hidden gem out here of a golf course, a little Walter Travis facility. Sun's coming up. Yeah, we're spoiled. We get to watch the sun come up at some of the nicest places in Western New York every week.
Yeah, it's really nice. Also with us is the executive director and PGA Pro of the Western New York PGA, Steve Barkowski. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Brian. Thanks for having me. And yes, what a beautiful day here at Stafford.
Yes, thanks for having us out. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, we got a lot of PGA guys today. It'll be nice. Yeah.
Absolutely.
More PGA talk, the better. That's what I always say.
That's right. Yeah. So we're here at Stafford. If you don't know where Stafford Country Club is, it is just past, a little just east of Batavia. And it's a really, really nice facility. Steve, you kind of got us going here to get us set up to come here today because of your section championship here next week. But just talk a little bit about Stafford and what do you like about being here?
Yeah, Stafford's a really good course. It's a Walter Travis design. Great little layout. It's not that long. It's only about 6,600 yards from the yep. back, but it's not an easy golf course to play. So that's why we're excited about being able to come back here for our championship Monday and Tuesday, because it's going to be a nice test for 50 of our PGA professionals around the section.
You know, it's neat because as a PGA professional, we have access to a lot of facilities and get to play some nice places. This is one of the places I'll actually make a road trip to. If I get an afternoon, I'll grab a buddy or grab a friend and come out here. And it's just it's a great walk. It's a wonderful place to play. Eric Hiley, the head professional, has been here forever, does a great job. It's always fun to see him. Course is in nice shape. There, you hit all different kinds of shots out here. You know, you got to hit your driver. You got to hit some good wedges. A lot of beautiful old, it's a parkland type golf course with the big old trees and everything else. It's just a nice, nice place to be. It's very quiet, very serene.
That's a fun finishing hole here on 18 that we're looking over right now.
Yep.
Right near the clubhouse, so I'm excited for the finish of our championship.
Yeah, the 18th hole is a par 4. You can drive. There's
yep.
just a bunker in front, and it's very tough to get up and down from around.
Little, and it's a small green.
Very
like.
Small. Yep.
Yeah,
so. And you get to do it in front of everybody, which is on all 18 holes, which has made it fun a couple times for me, let me tell you.
That's right. All right, so we're here, as we said, in anticipation of the Western New York PGA Section Coors Championship next week. And the Western PGA, of course, involved heavily in a lot of things that we talk about across Western New York, including an event that was held at your facility, Jeff, on Thursday, the sub-regional, I guess essentially round two of the drive, chip, and putt. We've talked about that throughout the year, mm-hmm. and we've been encouraging kids to sign up. It is a really, really cool event, and I know it went off with great success. I know, Steve, you had a big hand in that as well, but to have it at your facility, Jeff, at Glen Oak, I thought was you had to be pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it was really, really neat. I think our facility set up beautifully for it. We got a nice wide driving range, a big putting green. And for me, it's just to watch those little kids come, you know, with their golf bags and their little head covers and their matching little outfits and all this, come scurrying across the bridge, all full of excitement, happy to be there, knowing they're a couple steps away from getting to the Masters. Most of these kids are good players, too, because they had to qualify, get through the first phase. And it was really, really neat. And it's just such a great instrument, such a great tool to get your kid into. Like, you don't even have to be great. But you can have fun showing up and just trying to rip three drivers and hit three chips and trying to make some putts. Lily Zhang from the Park Club, who made it to the Masters last year, kind of crushed it, let's say. She won by a lot in her age group. She's just a better golfer than most people. And it was fun to see her again and watch her hit some shots. And just such a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere with all the kids around. The USGA helps out. The Western New York PGA runs the event. And the Masters provides a lot of resources. They get beautiful medals. It's just such a well-run event. Steve and his staff run the whole thing, and it's really neat. Where they go next to see Wingfoot?
We go to Wingfoot next. Not a bad place to go.
Right.
It's amazing. We were able to host, we're fortunate enough to host four qualifiers locally this year. Over 500 kids we had registered.
Wow.
And we got down to 96 to go to Glen Oak for the sub-regional, and then they're going even further. And from Wingfoot, the top player in each division will actually go to the Masters next April. And this is all free.
Yeah.
It's free. You get to go try it. And just Jeff said, you might have never picked up a golf club in your life, but you can go to drive, chip, and putt and try it.
Yeah, let it rip. Who knows, man? You might be good at it. So next year, if you got kids, hey, just right. put that on your calendar for next year.
And
your son does it.
Yeah, Jack does it. He loves it. And last year he made it past the first round. This year he didn't, but he still actually wanted to come. I actually was asking him on Thursday morning. I said, I'm going to go over and watch. Do you want to come with me? And I didn't think he would want to because he didn't make it through. And he said, yeah, he wanted to come. He wanted to just check it out.
Well, he had made it through the year before.
So did you go to Turning Stone last year?
Last year we went to Turning Stone for the second round of that. But as you mentioned, like that next round – are very, very good players because they all had qualified from that second one. But I guess also I think it's important we say that your son or daughter doesn't have to be an elite player to sign up.
No,
for this, correct.
I mean,
it is worth it, even if you just think your son or daughter is just getting started into it. Like mm-hmm. this is one of those events that your son or daughter will think like, hey, like that is something they'll remember forever. I mean, I know I'll remember it for my son and experiencing it through him forever. It's a really cool thing. You don't have to be an elite player to do it, and goes all the way from.
Age 7 to 15,
yeah.
Anyone can...
My son did it when he was 6,
yes.
Even because...
It's the year
the birthday
of the Masters.
Is. Yes.
He would have been 7 had he gone all the way to
right.
the Masters. I mean, you know, obviously at age 6, it's not probably happening, but still, like, you can do it that young. That's
yes.
That's really neat about it. And it goes all the way up to what age?
15.
To 15.
Yep.
And the kids are making friends. You know,
yeah.
you see the
yeah.
girls hugging each other.
Yes.
How'd you do? You know, all that stuff afterwards. And they're, you know, and one of the cooler things, there was a girl who was upset because she maybe didn't perform as well as she could have. You know, she still came and shook our hand afterwards and, hey, thanked us for being out here and went down the whole line and shook all the staff members. And you see stuff like that. You're like, yeah, that's what makes golf cool. That's what's good for kids about golf.
Yeah. Kevin Sylvester, who, by the way, on another playing assignment this
yes,
week.
Yes, he's doing a lot of research this year.
He is.
Yeah.
He's doing a good job.
It's going to be in the novel. Yes.
His son also participated in it. And I know that his son and my son, like, we stayed to watch the ribbon ceremony
yes.
afterwards at the end and everything, and the kids are excited for the other kids too. I mean, mm-hmm. obviously they all want a ribbon or a medal or whatever, but
right.
It's cool to see that it wasn't just like the 5 or 6 kids that were getting something. That most of them did stick around. I know
yeah,
when you did
majority
that presentation.
Do stick around. Yes,
it's neat to see that, and that's one of those good golf lessons, Jeff, that you always say, like life lessons with golf. There's so
yep.
many of them, but that show, you know, I was telling my son, like, we're staying to the end. We're going to cheer on whoever moves on and congratulate them, like those life lessons of how to be a good sport,
right.
win or lose.
And know? Maybe you didn't have your best that day
or
whatever it was, and somebody, or maybe you did have your best, but the other guy's best was better that day. And that's all part of it, you know. You know, playing in golf tournaments, you think you play great, you walk in, and there are 4 guys that beat you. Well, that's okay. I did the best I could that day, so I was happy with how I performed. But and they learn those lessons. And we have another one that we have the PGA Junior League, the regionals.
Yes.
Yeah, the regionals will be at Glen Oak this week, and it's the same kind of concept. So a lot of these things, if you go to the Western York PGA website, you find a lot of these products that we have, like the PGA Junior League, the Drive Chip and Putt, the PGA Junior Tour. So if you're a junior golfer, there's just so many ways for you to play golf. It seems like, I know it's national, but in Western New York, there's a ton of opportunities, and it's not super expensive. You don't need to have a ton of money to get your kid into it and to get it going. Like, that Drive Chip and Putt's free. The PGA Junior League is...
You don't have to be a member at a country nope. club anywhere to sign up for any
nope.
of these.
No, so. No, it's... Over the last few years, maybe 5-6 years, it's just there's been a huge influx in the younger ages getting into the game of golf and the opportunities to get into the game of golf, and not just the normal go play golf on a golf course like these Drive Chip and Putts and Junior League, which is a team event. So it's really fun to watch. And then when these kids, you know, if they decide they really want to try and play competitive golf, once they get a little bit older, there's plenty of opportunity for that too. But at least they're getting started and seeing if they like it.
Yeah, and then it's a game they can play forever. I mean, like you get to go out with your son. You know,
that's awesome.
I jump on a cart with your kid on a beautiful morning or afternoon. I can't imagine anything that's more fun.
7:11 the time here. Tee to Green, live at Stafford Country Club here in Stafford, New York. Beautiful day. Sun is up. We're on the back patio overlooking the 18th green, the putting green. Players are out here already. This will be the site of the section championship for the Western New York PGA coming up here on Monday. We'll be getting your tip of the week coming up. A lot of the PGA championship, especially in our second hour, too, when play resumes, actually, at 8 a.m., Gary Woodland is your leader right now. He is through 2 rounds. He's a 10 under par, as is second place Kevin Kisner, 1 back. Brooks Koepka shot a great round yesterday. He is 2 back. We'll go through the full leaderboard and breakdown of some of the players here coming up in just a bit. Brian Colzio, along with PGA Pro Jeff Midas and Western New York PGA Executive Director Stephen Barkowski, part of our roundtable this week. We'll be having some guests coming your way here throughout the show from Stafford Country Club. Steve, that Drive Chip and Putt we mentioned, Junior PGA Tour, PGA Junior League, some of the other events that go on that you guys all have run through the Western York PGA. If a parent is listening right now and maybe they're thinking, you know what, maybe I'll do Drive Chip and Putt next year, or maybe I'll do some of these things, what's maybe the correct path, maybe the maybe your guidance in terms of the order to maybe make it more enjoyable, more successful, kind of just even just getting their kids started right away? Like, what would you suggest is kind of the best route to take, do you think?
Sure. It's we actually, our PGA professionals created a document this past year that actually sits on our website now, WNYPGA.com. It's called the Junior Golf Roadmap, and it's your step-by-step process that we feel will give you the best opportunity to maybe get to college golf along the way. And one of the first things on there is drive, chip, and putt. U.S. Kids is involved in Rochester area. That's a good one to get started, and PGA Junior League. And then moving forward, you get into our Western New York PGA Junior Tour, Buffalo District, RDGA events, more competitive stuff, and then you always have the AJGA and
the
International Junior Golf and the state events. So it's a really cool document if you look at it, and I'll tweet it out this morning. It's called the Junior Golf Roadmap. It tells you step by step. If you're really interested in getting your kid involved in the game of golf around here, it gives you everywhere you need to go.
Yeah, and if you're looking to get, talk to your PGA professional, you know, because we do this all day, every day. This is what we do. This is the most fun I have all summer is junior golf and things like that event.
I'll interrupt you right there before you go farther. When you say talk to your PGA professional, I know I've spoken with a parent that maybe they don't belong somewhere and they don't know, like, well, can I just call up someone? Can I go to a course and ask to speak with someone? Like, I think, and I will say this, I think that there maybe is that, you know, that underlying, am I able to just call someone even if I'm not a member somewhere? I want you guys to say, like, that don't have that hesitation, right? Like,
oh gosh, no.
Don't be, if there's any sort of intimidation or trepidation about just, hey, I'm not a member here, but this course is close to my house. Like, can I contact the professional there?
And the golf pro will tell you. Yeah. And 99 times out of 100, you can. And that's what you like to do, and that's what we have fun doing. And if we can't or that day doesn't, we're going to send you to someone that can. And that PGA roadmap he talked about, that's not just for people that want to play college golf or be tour players or whatever it is. It can show you, well, if my kid's into golf, well, this would be the next step for him to try if he's having fun, like your son. What was the next step? Well, he did the PGA Junior. That was fun. And then I'm doing that. And he's probably going to end up on our junior tour, I would imagine, shortly.
Yeah. You look at different models around the country, whether it be hockey or baseball, there's always, you know, different programs where you start in peewees and you go to the next level. And that's just kind of what we tried to create because PGA professionals, I think, get this question all the time. You know, where do I start? How do I get involved? What's the next step? So we just tried to help them with this roadmap. But, yeah, you can call any PGA professional. You can call our
call
office.
Call me. Yeah. Call me at Glen Oak, 688-5454, extension 32. Ask me. I'll give you an answer, and we'll get you going.
Yeah, PGA pros are so passionate about the game of golf and getting kids involved that as long as they're not running their member guests in the middle of it, if it's a good day, they'll talk to them on the phone, and they'll guide them the right direction, even if they're not a member of the club.
And I teach a lot of juniors. Tim Freeze teaches a bunch of juniors, and it's great. And one of the important things, and we'll get to this maybe during our tip of the week, is teaching the kids the right things early. And we have very inexpensive programs for that, and there's a lot of free programs for this. But if you're a parent trying to teach them, and you just put your uncle's clubs in their hand, those things aren't going to help, and it's going to make the game more difficult and less fun for them, and then they're going to fade away. But if you give them just a few little tips early, you give them the one good golf club in their hand that fits them. They don't need a whole set, you know, maybe a 7-iron and a putter or something like that. It'll make the world of difference. The kid will have fun. He'll get that click of that first good shot, and they're hooked. I remember the exact moment I got hooked on golf. I was about 12 years old, and I ripped a four-wood one day, and that was it. And then all I did since then was try to hit good shots, and I've had nothing but fun since then doing that.
And I will say, I will commend you, by the way. When I first was getting my son going, Jack, you made it fun for him no matter what that first day. I remember kind of bringing – basically, I went through the procedure with you. I said, like, what should I do? And you said, bring him over, and you hit a few balls with him on the range for maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes, and then you actually took him out on the course and played a hole, and then took him for ice cream, and it was like, it was about 45
well,
minutes.
Well, you took him for ice cream. Yeah.
No, you took him at
did
the
I?
Course.
Did I? To the halfway house?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you never paid me for that.
I know. I still owe you for that. Jeez, with interest, that's going to be big. But it was, you know, about 45 minutes in total, but he was 6 or 5 or whatever he was, and you did a little bit, you were like 10 minutes at the range, and you took him, you played one hole on the course, and then I felt like that was really good, and he went home whatever, you might have even given him a ball or something. He went, you know, the whole ride home, he's staring at the ball in the back seat, and just like, you gave him the ice cream, and that was the first thing he ran in and told my wife, hey, we got ice cream and a ball, you know, like, just, but I mean, that right there, you hooked him in right there by doing, instead of this, it doesn't have to be the hour on the range, let's grind this swing out sort of mentality.
Worst thing you can do for kids, keep it quick, keep it moving, make it fun. You know, I was at a golf seminar once about juniors, and they said, you know what you do is when they're having a great time, you know, if they think they got one or two more holes in them, you pull them off. So instead of having the kid out there until he's tired of the game or tired of hitting balls, cut it a little short and go do something else fun or move on. So for them, it's an exciting, fun experience, and it's something they can do with mom and dad too, which, you know, when you're a kid, that's the coolest thing in the world. So
Have you seen the commercial with Justin Thomas and his dad? How cool that is!
That is super cool.
His dad is, but his dad and his grandfather were PGA professionals, both of them.
His grandfather played in the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a cool scene that was last week, Justin Thomas at Akron at the Bridgestone event where he won, and then had his father there, PGA professional, and then his grandfather, as you mentioned, also there, and they had the whole family out in front. Justin Thomas is a freak talent, but he's got some good bloodlines too, no doubt about it. Having that background,
and to circle back to that about the juniors, you know, it's such a fraternity, the golf professionals, because we get together so much, we know each other so well. You know, even if you're not in their area, you know, a golf professional steer you to a guy like, hey, if you live down there, I tell you, go see Eric Hiley. You'll have a great time. He's a good, you know, he'll make your kid laugh. You'll have a ton of fun. Or you're in Rochester. You know, we know the regions. We know what pros are where and where you can go and where you can get all the equipment and how much things will cost. So any of those questions, just feel free to call your PGA professional.
Yeah, and, you know, WGR's listenership here, we know, of course, with the app and the web, like, people could be listening anywhere around the world, but for most WGR listeners, like, our signal goes to Rochester and it goes down to Erie, and a lot of people may not know, Steve, that the Western PGA, like, obviously our show, like, our hub is Buffalo, but with the Western PGA, with golf, you guys go much farther than just beyond that. I mean, it's a large region that you guys cover.
Yeah, a pretty big geographic region for what they'd consider a smaller member section of the PGA. We cover big cities, basically, Buffalo, Rochester, and Erie, Pennsylvania. We have just under 300 PGA professionals and associates, and we're in about 110 facilities in that whole area. So if you're looking to find a PGA professional in any of those areas, you can find them.
Did you even know there were 110 golf courses in Western Europe? Most people wouldn't think that. Yeah, there's more than that.
There's about 230 in our region.
But the best ones have PGA pros.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah, that's amazing. Over 200 some called golf courses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it's a thriving industry. The golf industry is a bigger industry than the motion picture industry. I think it's $72 billion for golf and $68 billion for the motion picture industry. A lot of people don't know that. It is a big industry.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Yeah, it's a big...
I didn't either.
It's a big business, yes. So it's got to be managed by professionals.
Good facts right there, no doubt about it. 7:20 the time
here.
That's right. Motion pick. Put that on your website. That's right. The golf industry bigger than the motion picture industry. That's right. Eric Hiley, as Jeff mentioned, the PGA Pro here at Stafford Country Club, going to join us in just a little bit here, talk a little bit about the course here at Stafford that'll be hosting the section championship coming up on Monday. The PGA championship, we know, going on, 100th anniversary, more coming up on that. Of course, we'll talk about what's going on with the defending champion, Justin Thomas, the leaders, what Tiger is up to. If you're wondering about Tiger, if you haven't gotten a chance to watch him play this weekend, you can do so at about 8 o'clock. I'll set the scene for you. You should be sitting at your house right now. You can turn on TNT to watch the show. You can watch the game. You can, of course, have your radio on in the background, listen to us, and get your morning coffee. It sounds like a perfect morning, doesn't it?
That does sound like
a little breakfast. Make yourself a little breakfast. Get your morning whatever beverage you like.
Send the kids out to do some yard work. Yeah.
Put TNT on and get T to Green on in the background. No doubt about that here. Yeah. Before we go to break, I want to remind you our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge here is going on as we're in the... obviously right in the middle of our final major of the season. And if you missed out on our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge, well, unfortunately it's too late for this one. But for all of you that are involved and have signed up, a reminder, I'll be posting the results Sunday night after the tournament is over.
If
weather allows, that's true. It's been some bad weather this week, no doubt. Sunday night, if the weather allows, on my Twitter page, at BrianWGR, and some... lucky participant will walk away with a great night of free hotel at Batavia Downs, a $100 credit at their restaurants, and $50 worth of free play. Jeff, we actually stayed there last night.
Yes, we got to experience a smaller version of that, but it was actually nice. I had never been there.
Yeah.
And the rooms were great. And
Brand
new hotel, yep. They had Leanne Rimes? Or
Leanne Womack.
Leanne Womack there last
really?
Night. So it was
a
big country concert we caught the end of from there.
And the one song that I knew from her, we actually heard walking in.
It was awkward as you sung along with her as we were walking into the casino, but you wanted everybody to know you knew the song.
That's right.
So that was good.
I apologize. There's a lot of people there last
there
night.
There was. It was packed.
That's right. We had better luck inside 34 Rush than we did at the slot machine.
The slot machine, it did not work well.
Is it just video gaming, or is it?
It is.
Yeah,
there's no card games there.
And it's got horses, right?
It's harness racing.
The trotters, yes, as they call them.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a cool spot. If you haven't been there, it's, I think, the oldest harness racing track in the state or in the Northeast or something like that.
I was pleasantly surprised when I got there how very, very nice it was.
Yeah. It's a cool spot, no doubt about it. So, anyway, Batavia Downs Majors Challenge, that'll be up on my Twitter page at Brian WGR Sunday night to give you the results. As Jeff said, if it ends. I've been seeing lots of tweets from golf reporters, Steve, saying that all these weather delays for thunderstorms that seem to be like part of just what goes on sometimes with PGA Championship week. Like, they're like, this is going to be a lot better in May when there's not 95 degrees in humidity. There's many pros and cons with moving the PGA Tour calendar, and obviously the PGA Championship is maybe making the biggest move of all, going from August to May, the last major to the second major. But I know that while weather might be a factor, in it, at least it won't be in the capacity that we sometimes have quite a bit in August, that the heat, lightning, the thunderstorms, the 95 and humid, that sort of thing. I'm sure that next year at Bethpage they'll be welcoming not having to deal with that.
Yeah, the PGA of America went through extensive research on this, and one of the aspects was the weather. I mean, I just think back to PGA Championships. I was fortunate to be involved in 2013 at Oak Hill, which was really wet.
Yep.
A lot of rain. Then Baltusrol in New Jersey, I was fortunate to be a part of, and we had thunderstorms and rain. And
I remember being at Baltusrol in 05, and we had like heat, lightning delays, and lightning hit trees. And it was a Monday finish.
Yes.
Because I remember walking on Monday, and there was nobody there. It was, for spectating, it was great.
So, we're hoping that May is going to bring a little bit better weather for the PGA Championship, and I think it's a pretty exciting slot where it is, right behind the Masters and in between the Players, but it'll be interesting because if there is a Monday finish at the PGA Championship next year, that next week is the Senior PGA at Oak Hill. So logistically,
the staff will be hustling.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, and they're right in the middle. I mean, the thunderstorms you get in St. Louis, we don't get thunderstorms like they get in St. Louis either. So, but yeah, it is, and there's lots of other things that the Olympics are going to be part of it now. So, and now the way I like the tour schedule now that it's going to ramp up in August and not compete as much against the NFL and putting the PGA on the front end, I think it's great for the championship.
Yeah, I think it's a great move. I mean, it's still yet to be seen, but I agree. I think the schedule is better now the way it is.
I think that for most, I'm speaking for Jeff and I here too, because I think we're in the same boat. But I mean, Jeff and I obviously are heavily involved in golf in our own capacities. But when week one of the NFL comes on, it's understandable why people might not watch the third leg of the playoff events that the PGA Tour has. So to try and finish it before the NFL starts, I think you're just being smart and aware. To try and sit there and say, well, it doesn't matter, we'll still get
golf goes on after that too.
You can still play and golf still goes on, but
there's still tournaments.
You want your signature events to get the attention and publicity and fan support, and I think it works better this way.
It's tough to, as great as golf is, the NFL is the big man in the room, sure.
I just think it's smart. There's no reason to try to butt heads. A little shuffle and a little move, and I think it's going to work out much better. So we'll find out about the weather in the Northeast, because the PGA is at Bethpage and the Senior PGA is at Oak Hill. So we'll get right away. We'll
get a nice test.
We'll see if May is.
Well, it could be bone dry then too.
Sure.
We've had everything.
Yeah,
I mean, you might have frost delays.
Sure,
you could have both.
We could have frost delays. I played in U.S. Open qualifiers that had snow delays before. Yes, so
and look
this
at,
year.
And
this
look
year, at, speaking of snow, so Stafford hosts one of our junior tour events every year. I think it was starting tee times about noon, and it's always early in the year. And it snowed here in the morning. The sun came out, melted by noon. We played.
Yep. It's an outdoor game, yes.
That's right. That's right. All right, 7:27. We got to get to break here. Eric Hiley, the PGA professional, will join us next as we step aside for a break. Two-hour edition this week on Tee to Green. We're live at Stafford Country Club. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitis, West New York PGA Executive Director Stephen Barkowski is with us here as well. We'll talk to the PGA Pro next year. We're live from Stafford Country Club, two-hour edition for PGA Championship Week here on Tee to Green on WGR.
I mean, it's out there. I mean, if you drive it in the fairway, you're going to get a lot of opportunities to go after some pins with the greens being soft. Big thing, yeah, get the ball in the fairway and go from there. So guys definitely took advantage of that this morning, and a few of us are, you know, trying to jump on that train and take advantage of it this afternoon.
There is first-round leader Ricky Fowler, who's in search of his first major. He'll be out on the course playing within the next half hour. Fowler is at 7-under par, three behind leader Gary Woodland. Fowler has played 10 holes, and Fowler, of course, winning this week would be a major story. We welcome you back here to Stafford Country Club. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitis, along with the Executive Director of the West New York PGA, Stephen Barkowski. And also joining us now is the course superintendent from Stafford Country Club, Peter Cavanaugh. Peter, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Thanks for having us here today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Appreciate it. So you guys are getting ready for the section championship here on Monday. I know you guys have had some other events, but this is one of your bigger events this year.
Yes, it is. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about just what goes, what you and your staff go through to kind of prepare the course for a bigger event like this.
We'll put together a crew on Sunday night to do the fairways and all the stuff that take a lot of time to, because we won't have time, because I think these guys are going off pretty early in the morning, 7:30 or something like that. So we'll try to get the majority, a lot of stuff. I have a crew coming on Sunday night, and then we'll get here early next morning, and or Monday morning, and get the greens ready and the tees and everything. So we got a good game plan ready to go.
Is the turf stressed right now, or is it thriving at this point?
No, we had 2.5 inches of rain a couple of days ago, and I would say it's just cutting loose right now, so they probably can expect some pretty decent roughs.
Get a little juicy.
Yeah, on the edges there. So, but they like it that way, you know, for those kind of guys.
We've been fortunate to come to your place many times, and there's always good comments every time we come here. We're here for the Western New York Open this year, which we had, I think, 75 players, professionals and amateurs. And it's just always it's a nice test of golf, and it's a pleasure to be here. So you do a great job, you and your crew.
Thank you. It's a tough little golf course with all the trees out here.
It is a tough little golf course. So you know, people, you're in the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America, so you're, you know, people just think you're – cut grass. I'm learning as a director of golf at Glen Oak. It's a lot more to that. We had a gentleman out from the USGA yesterday, Dave Otis. Yeah. I'm sure you know.
I know Dave. I've had him out here.
And it was pretty interesting. You know, it just how much you need to know to keep this turf alive. It's not just water and grass and fertilize. No.
It's one beautiful thing about the job is it's some different challenge every year, different challenge every day. You know, so I mean, it's every day you get up and you come in and you think you got a handle on things and. It's like even this morning there's a few snafus, a few breakdowns and everything else, and you got to be ready to make good decisions on the fly. So
how many years have you been here at Stafford, Peter?
28 years.
20 years. Okay, 20 years. So you've obviously been here enough to go through some of the challenge. What are some of the most challenging things for a course superintendent in Western New York?
I think every super will tell you it's the weather. You know, you got to study the weather. You got to know what's going on. It's, you know, it's a lot of rain, and then we went through the drought this year, and everything changes. Turf diseases, just like you said, there's a lot of things going on in a golf course that the typical golfer doesn't realize.
A disease like anthracnose or pythium. One of those diseases, I forget which one it is, it can take out a green pretty darn quick, can it?
Anthracnose is a pretty regular thing here that we regularly spray for almost on a 10-day preventative program that you got something you got to keep up with here all the time. Pythium, that's a real dangerous one, and I thought we might have some during that drought period, but we never did.
And you recently went through, I think, the past couple years, some some tree removal. How many trees have you taken out the past couple years?
Last couple of years, probably a couple hundred trees.
Okay.
And, you know, I've been doing it for a long time, but when I first got here, it was one of the first things I noticed 28 years ago. I said, yeah, it's a great golf course, but it's starting to look like a park more than it is a golf course.
And people really think trees are, they're beautiful on the golf course, and people love trees, but right. you don't want them near your greens.
No. Exactly. If you can look over there in 15, you'll see where we cleaned out that entire hill between that tee and that green there. Mm-hmm. And you can see this morning the sunlight that hitting that green now.
Yep.
Yeah, because that used to be all trees over there,
exactly
right?
Exactly
yeah.
right. And that's you can't grow decent turf without decent sunlight and air circulation.
They don't put trees on sod farms.
No, that's yeah. exactly right.
I learned that even in the fall or the winter, if there's shade on your trees, it causes a freeze-thaw cycle
right.
because of the shade from the tree will cause damage to your greens during the winter that may not come back.
Right. And just those are all huge pin oaks in that one area there, and they just suck the water and the nutrients and the life out of everything. And you get hard pan all around the green. So
and then.
I've been focusing in an area since I've been here around the greens and the most important areas because we have about 1,600 trees here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to do a really huge program would be really disruptive. So I actually have tree volunteer guys. Some members come in every Monday when they can, and they help out with the smaller trees.
Mm-hmm.
Great group of guys. And one of our members that works for Tree Doctor, who is in Clarence, New York, does a lot
sure.
of work in the course on golf courses. And Chris is a member, and he and I work real close together. He's a great guy to help me out here to do all the trees and tree removals. And if you go out there, actually, when you guys are here Monday, you'll see a lot of stumps and stuff because we've done so many, we can't get them all
yeah.
cleaned
yeah.
up right away. So.
I know that. Yeah, I've cut down a few of my courses. Yeah, I got a few stumps I got to get rid of. Yeah. You got a guy we'll talk off the air. Yeah.
yeah. Course superintendent here at Stafford, Peter Cavanaugh, joining us here on Tee to Green, along with Brian Koziel and Jeff Bitas and Stephen Barkowski, as we are at Stafford Country Club. 2 hours this week. We are on the air for PGA Championship Week right here on WGR. Peter, every time we have a superintendent on, I always like to ask this because I feel like we get different answers, and they're all correct answers, but they're good ones. Players that come to your course to play, what can we do to help your job and keep the course in as great condition as possible? What are some of the things that you think are most important?
Well, it's always the same thing you hear about. Fix your ball marks. You know, if you got some divot mix with you, fix your divots. It's all little things like that that build up that are very helpful. If people just take care of their divots, put them back in the fairway. If you know, if it's a divot that's you can't replace, then use the sand and throw the divot in the, you know, throw it away or something like that. But it's basic golf etiquette that everybody should learn at an early age. Before they play golf.
I also think there's a misperception. Like, we spray a lot on golf courses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the sprayers now are very technical.
Right.
They use GPS, and they don't overspray, and they're tremendous machines. A lot of people have a perception that that's hazardous, but yeah. isn't it true that most of the – it dissipates? Can you explain that a little bit?
Usually
I know people worry about that.
After an hour or two, the stuff is fast, and it's not going to bother you. And
mm-hmm.
most of the stuff is – the fungicides today are very safe.
Mm-hmm.
Usually things like an insecticide or other things we try to do when nobody's here
mm-hmm.
or it's a Monday when the golfers aren't here. And for the most part, I mean, I've been spraying for 30 years plus, and most of the stuff today is terrific, and it's very safe. And we'll post a sign there, so if anybody's uncomfortable with it, you know, you can ask me or, you know, one of my assistants or somebody, you know, exactly what we're doing out there.
But most people, it's nothing to worry about. I mean, when you're out there on the golf course,
no.
because it dissipates, and we use such precise amounts on the turf, right?
It is.
Yeah, it's not just broadcast.
Yeah. I mean, we all, you know, go to school for that a lot, train for that a lot, and we're up on the latest stuff that's out there and the rates on it and stuff like that. It is one of the more important things that we do. And, you know, golfers, you know, with all the environmental things that are coming our way, we're going to have to start using less and less, especially herbicides and
yeah.
weed killers and that kind of thing. So that, you know, depending on what they want to do down in Albany there for some of these new laws.
Well, I'm sure they'll make a good decision and quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So.
Peter, are we getting close to aeration season? Most courses maybe or we'll start to see that. And I know players and members don't like to see it because they're like, oh, the green's like this. And but I mean, that it's just part of the cycle, right? That makes the
greens healthier. Yeah, it's just one of those very important things to do. I used to do it twice a year. I don't do the spring one anymore. I just do a heavy top dressing and heavy verticutting in the spring. And we have a system called Dryject that comes in on the 27, and then they put the sand right in the holes as they go, and it's much less disruptive, and the recovery time is like 10 days. And you can play the next day, and the greens are pretty decent. It costs a little more money, but we used to traditionally take the do the aeration ourselves, and it's much more disruptive, and not the golfer's favorite thing, no doubt about it.
But it needs to be done.
It absolutely,
because
to be
you
done.
Need to there that. You can't rinse that material out of that. Material has to be pulled out, right?
You have to. You take a year like this where we've had a tremendous amount of play and all the hot weather, you know, compaction, and the greens, you know, it's exactly what it means. You're getting air into the soil profile, and it has to be done to release that compaction and keep the greens healthy.
Help drainage.
When you say compaction, is that just from traffic being on the green?
And the mowers.
Steps,
yeah, because we use triplex mowers here. We're not using hand mowers, so, you know, those things get heavy after a while. And you can even see around the edges some of the greens, the tracks and stuff. So it's something that needs to be done. But
yeah, you have hundreds of players walking off the same spot every day. It does, and the mowers and all the treatments. So they do need a little break.
Yeah,
absolutely. Peter Cavanaugh with us here, the course superintendent. Peter, the course looks great. Looking forward to playing after our show today.
Good. I heard you're going to play.
Yeah. So good luck with the rest of your year here. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, guys. My pleasure.
Thank you for all you do.
Okay.
Hey, nice to meet you.
That's right. Peter Cavanaugh, course superintendent here from Stafford Country Club on WGR on Tee to Green as we go here from 7 to 9 on WGR. And, you know, I know some of the information passed out here that we've had superintendents on in the past. Like, I feel like it's for me to just kind of see how the course is maintained and handled. I mean, it's really, really, I feel like, I mean, you're now more heavily involved too, in terms of how the course is run, Jeff, too. So you've got a bigger voice in terms of things like this, right?
Well, and I'm learning. Yeah. And, you know, so when I talk to a guy like that, I'm all ears.
You're picking his brain.
I'm picking his brain and seeing what they do and what different practices, different, you know, we talked about that jet system. So they inject sand down through your soil into, there's a layer of thatch, which doesn't allow water to penetrate, so it creates a hole, but they do it with sand. So it's like a one-step process. It pokes a hole and fills it with sand so it can drain all in one step, and that's a pretty neat thing he's got going on. Very, very technical. Very, very, you know, these machines aren't inexpensive either that help us maintain our golf courses and keep them as beautiful as they are.
Yeah, it's amazing how much that goes into maintaining a golf course, especially in the Northeast with a short season and the weather that we have.
Yeah, and aggressive growing at times, and then we had, you know, we didn't have rain for how many weeks. So you, as he said, there's so many variables, and no 2 days are ever the same when you wake up as a superintendent.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take a break here, Tee to Green, and we promised you PGA Pro Eric Hiley here from Stafford. Well, he's going to join us next. Thanks to Peter Cavanaugh, the course superintendent, for giving us some insight on what it's like to keep the course in such great shape as he does. Time out here. We'll have Eric Hiley on. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week as well. Coming up, we're with you till 9 a.m. live here at Stafford Country Club on Tee to Green. Thanks for being with us. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. With Western New York PGA Executive Director Steve Barkowski, PGA Pro Jeff Minas, I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. Thanks for being with us here on Tee to Green. More from Stafford Country Club right after this. Seven:49 in the morning. Welcome back. Beautiful day here from Stafford Country Club in Stafford, New York. Tee to Green rolling on. We're here with you for 2 hours this week for the PGA Championship. Yes, Majors Week. We go double the time. A lot of the PGA Championship coming up in hour number two. Players will be back on the course at Bellerive in St. Louis in about 10 minutes or so. As yesterday, round two, if you missed it, was suspended due to the thunderstorms in the area. And they will be back on the course. The players that had the afternoon wave yesterday, including Ricky Fowler, who's three off the lead, Tiger Woods, who is 3-under on his round. He's only through 7 holes. So I know that many of you may be interested in what Tiger's doing. We'll keep you posted during our second hour of the handful of holes that he plays. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, and also from the Western PGA, Steve Barkowski here from Stafford. And now joining us, the PGA Pro, Eric Hiley. Eric, good morning.
Morning, Brian.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. First time our show has made its way to Stafford. Can't you introduce yourself to the golf fans listening right here? Just tell us, you know, how long you've been here and just what you like about the place here.
So, originally from Philadelphia, just outside of Philadelphia. This actually is my 20th year, so it's hard to believe. Time flies. The club's been really good to me and my family. So, you know, I've got, you know, a lot of good things to say about Stafford. It's just been, like I said, to me and my family, it's been a tremendous place. Great place to raise our family. We live in Batavia. My wife, Julie, and I've got Sam and Paige, 19 and 16. So, you know, everything's really good now. You know, my kids are obviously growing up and getting ready to move on. Paige is going to be a junior in high school. My son's going to be going to nursing school. So,
excellent.
Kind of, yeah. It's times are changing now, and he's ready to move on.
I remember when you got the job. Yeah, you've been here a long time. It is a nice, fun club. And a side note, you live next door to another PGA professional in Batavia. What are the chances? But
that is pretty funny. Yeah. Stacy Barwick, she works for Eddie Secor at Park, She's going to be marrying Michael Harrower, who's the Harrower family's our members here and really good friends of ours. So,
who used to be in the nice PGA program? Yep.
Yeah, Michael was worked at some nice clubs, MacArthur, Nantucket. So, I know Stacy. It took her some time to get used to Batavia.
Isn't she a member here too, Stacy?
Yeah. Well,
now, she acts like it.
She plays under Michael, so I mean, she's never here.
Well, one of my favorite Eric Hiley stories, we were playing in a tournament, section championship, I think, down at Lakeview or Lakeshore, and I stripe a 4-iron into a par 3. I'm like, I hit that pretty good. Short. Eric gets up, launches something. I think he pops it up, stuffs it. I'm like, what'd you hit? 7-iron.
Oh, those days are over, my friend. Days are over. Can't keep up with these young bucks anymore.
Oh, man, you had some club head speed. I remember that.
Back in the day.
But. Eric Hiley with us here, the PGA Pro from Stafford Country Club. So the course itself, for those that are not familiar with it, just tell us a little bit, some characteristics about it and some challenging things maybe.
Well, first of all, you know, we're hosting the section championship here starting Monday. Yeah. Monday, Tuesday. So, you know, Steve called me back in the spring and wanted to know if we would be willing to host. And we've been, you know, anytime we can help out the Western New York PGA, our membership is really good about that. They receive it well. You know, and so we're looking forward to hosting. It's really one of our majors, if not the major, in our section. And I think there's 49 professionals that will be here Monday and Tuesday. So the golf course will present it's a challenge. You've got to drive the ball good here. Obviously, it's very tree-lined. We are in the midst of a tree removal program, you know, which we need to do. It's just healthy for turf. But it's going to be a challenge for the players. We've hosted several Western New York PGA events in the past.
Oh, yeah.
There's really, you know, no one really goes really low. I mean, maybe a couple under, but it will present, again, a challenge.
And you just hosted the Women's Rochester District Championship too, right? So you host a lot of big events here. Yeah. It's just a great course for it because I know no one that doesn't like playing here. I mean, we get to travel to all these facilities throughout Western New York, and this was one I talked to Brian early in the year. Hey, if we can play after, that's a place I want to stay and play.
Yeah.
Because it's really neat.
It's
yeah.
good.
We are playing, by the way. I don't know if you know that. Steve said he has to. I do know that.
So.
It's a testament to the club.
Was that an email sent out to the members? Heads up.
I mean, this is a great place to be, and like Eric said, we're very fortunate from Western New York PGA that anytime I do call up Eric and say, hey, we're looking for a site for this event, it's majority of the time, yes. Yeah, so the membership is great here for local associations, which is really nice. And it will be a test on Monday and Tuesday. Like he said, I mean, we had 75 of the best players for the Western New York Open here this spring, and it was just a couple under. So.
And it's a beautiful layout. I mean, not only is it a nice piece of land, but Walter Travis designed, if I'm not mistaken.
1921. You know, so there's a couple original greens, like our 11th green. As an original, you know, it looks like
it's a tough green.
Couple elephants buried in that green. But yeah, it's not a long golf course. Small greens, you know,
made in a different era. Yep.
Yeah. So it's just your traditional golf course. You know, like I said, our membership really enjoys playing here. Yeah, I mean, location wise, I mean, Stafford, New York. I mean, we're kind of, I think if we were a couple more miles east or west, it might be a different story as far as having more members, but our members like it, and I'll tell you why. We don't have tee times, so the golf course is very available, and even the outside events that we host, we try and work our members into it where they're not going to lose time, because obviously the golf season, we know, is we're a seasonal, this is a seasonal, you know, part of the country. So I mean, we're open 7.5 months, and really for us, of the 7.5, you know, this year is obviously, it's been a great summer, but you know, if you get 5 months, I mean, because April, you saw what happened in April. I mean, we lost half of April. We had snow April 16th. So you know, we stay open until the middle of November, so hopefully the fall is good for us. But really, you know, you're going to get maybe 5 good months, 5.5 maybe, so you really have to try and pack it in. So
I don't call this packing it in out here. This looks very nice and quiet. If I was a member, I'd be giggly to walk to the tee this morning and see
it. It's kind of funny. It's Saturday morning since I've been here. It's almost like, you know, Saturdays are going to be quiet. Mm-hmm. And then Sundays is a busier weekend morning. So,
All right. Well, we have Eric here. Good time for us to do our Western New York PGA tip of the week. And we're talking about short game. If you watch the PGA Championship this weekend, you're going to see the best in the world and their short games, when they maybe have some trouble around the green in some of those tough spots at Belle Reve. You're going to see some wizardry, I'm sure, from some of these guys that are going to go on and win it. But let's talk short game. And, Eric, what are some of the keys that you think go involving having a very good short game?
You know, Brian, it's a good question. But we do a lot of clinics early in the year and kind of midsummer, and then we really cater to them to the short game. And the reason that we do that, I mean, everybody wants to bomb the ball. I mean, I get it, but I mean, if you can't get the golf ball in the hole, I mean, what good is it? So, you know, my assistant and I, Mike Eichner, we try and really focus on kind of the 50-yard and in. Kind of honing that part of your game in. And you know, whether it's men or women, you know, we did a lot of women's clinics this year, and it was good. But I think the thing that we see is that they don't really know, you know, whether it's a 40-yard pitch shot or they're around the green. They don't really know, you know, they don't understand what club to hit. They don't understand ball position. So
I would just say, don't you think people a lot of times, in terms of the decision making and the club selection, like that could be improved, that can help right away, even beyond the physical aspect of the swing. I mean,
no question.
I think I will play with friends that I would say are pretty decent golfers, but they will use the exact same club no matter what the shot from 50 in, whether it's a chip from 2 yards, whether they're in the bunker, whether it's heavy rough, whether it's on the fringe or whatever. And some guys are good. They're comfortable maybe using that. But for some that are maybe looking to shave some strokes off, sometimes just the decision of what shot and which club is a big piece.
That was my next point, Brian. I mean, it's you know, we'll just take, for example, when there are people are around the greens, I mean, from what I see, it just they don't really have the right club in their hand. I mean, they're hitting a little chip shot that's maybe, you know, the length of the green, and they've got a sandwich in their hand. They take this big swing, they end up sculling it over the green. You know, I was always taught playing in college, I mean, get the ball on the green as soon as you can, you know, and
little Texas wedge.
Wedge, you know, less loft, get the ball, smaller swing. I mean, it really
simplifies
it.
Yes. Simplifies
it. Not a lot of room for error with that, you know, otherwise you get this, you know, this lot of loft, you're swinging longer. just too much room for error.
Yeah, so and I think watching the PGA Championship this week, a lot of us amateurs and around the area, they watch some of the wizardry, like you said, Brian, and it's they're using 60-degree wedges from, you know, right in front of the green. But that's a talent that you have to practice. Well, I mean, like you said, the quicker you get it on the ground, the more strokes you might shave off your game.
And what I see a lot is a miss. They don't know ball position. So typically on a shorter shot, you want to have that ball position further back. There's a less aggressive move through it. You always want to hit the ball, then the turf. So what I do is I get people, you have a real small stance. You don't have a wide stance when you're pitching or chipping. You get your feet closer together. You put the ball back closer to your rear foot. You get that handle a little bit ahead. And I like people to lean on their forward leg because in a full swing at impact, you want to be on that forward post. Well, let's preset that with our pitching motion and get on that post, on that forward post, so we can hit the ball, then the turf. When people have a wedge and they're trying to hit a flop, they always move it forward and then they lean back trying to add loft to it.
Yeah.
And right, that's a blade
right
waiting to happen.
Right in the forehead,
and that's a blade waiting to happen. And the other thing I see a lot is a lot of wrist action.
Yeah.
You know, if you watch these guys pitching this week during the PGA Championship, as they finish, their left arm and the club shaft are one straight line.
Correct.
And they've kept that left wrist, you know, in line with that shaft. That's how they control their loft. So if you're flipping and adding wrist through the, you're changing that loft at impact every time. You don't know how high you're going to hit it. Therefore, you don't know how far you're going to hit it.
Right.
So my quick point is just get the ball back, keep that left arm and shaft in one line, and control the loft on that face.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I see a lot of that, a lot of wrist action too, Jeff, and you know, it's just that's just not good.
No.
You know, you can't have that in pitching and chipping. I mean, you know, if you do, you're going to find no consistency. And yeah, you might hit a few good here and there, but consistency-wise, like you said, you know, you got to keep that left hand.
If you can't control how high you hit it, you can't control how far you hit it.
And I get it because what is shown on SportsCenter Top 10? It's Mickelson with his 64. Hitting over a person, right?
That's you got to understand.
I'm gonna try that with Eric later.
No, but every time, I think
I'll
Eric should sign up for that. But I mean, people be next to the green, and that's what they think they have to do. Like, oh, I'm gonna do that, and maybe sometimes it calls for it, but maybe a lot of times it doesn't.
And these guys have done it for so long, right?
Yeah.
They're at a different level. I mean, the average player. You know, they can't do that. You know,
and that's what separates the really good players from. An average, you know, from 100 yards in, you know, we can all hit it kind of good. And from 100 yards in, a tour player is so much better than a PGA professional or college, a D1 golfer. So.
All right. Eric, you stick with us for another break or another segment?
Yep,
okay. We've got to take a break here. We're at the top of the hour at 8. 2 hours this week. Tee to green. We'll be back with hour number two. Eric Hiley, the PGA pro here at Stafford, going to stick with us here. More on your short game. And we'll break down the PGA Championship. Hour number two of Tee to Green, live here from Stafford, rolling on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.